Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the podcast. I am Nathan Branch, and today this is episode 5 of We Are God's Gift podcast. Thank you so much for watching the first 4 episodes. I really appreciate that, and I love you all so much. Today, before we talk about the topic today, I want to let you guys know that please go to Apple iTunes or wherever you get this podcast. Please leave a 5-star review. It helps out so much with the podcast. If you leave a review, if you give us your thoughts, if you tell us what you like and what you don't like. So please go and give us 5 stars on Apple Podcast or wherever you get your podcast. Please give me 5 stars. Tell me what you don't like about the podcast. Tell me what we can fix about the podcast. And if you just want to leave a nice comment, go ahead and leave a nice comment. So go give us 5 stars. Go rate the show. And make sure you leave a comment so I know what you don't like and what you do like. But today we're going to talk about your mission from God. You know, we all have a mission from God that we are given when we're born. We're given a mission, and that mission is to, it could be different from everyone else's. It could be different from everybody else's. Your mission from God is your own mission. It's your own personal gift that you've been given. And the power that you can do with that gift that you've been given is so amazing. It is so powerful that the gift that you've been given is also a mission. If you've been given the gift to make people happy and entertain people, that's your mission. That's your way of making the world a better place. That's your way of making people feel like they're wanted. You know what I mean? That's your way of making people feel like you care. So, I wanted to talk about your mission from God because I was thinking last night, I said, I don't think everybody knows what their mission is. And I don't think they know how to find out what that mission is about. You know, I don't think they understand how to find out what their mission is from God. I don't think they understand how to do that. So today, I'm going to tell you how to find out what your mission is from God. And by the way, the title of the title of this podcast is, what's your mission from God? Your mission from God. And how I found out what my mission from God was is I prayed about it. I asked God for a sign. I said, God, give me a sign, you know, of what you want me to do. How do you want me to change the world? How do you want me to make a difference? So I prayed about it. I read my Bible. I looked at scriptures. I looked at I looked at the scripture that says, I don't remember where you can find it, but I looked at the scripture that says, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Which means, if you want to be a doctor, You can do that. And you can also do it with God's help. God can help you get to the places that you want to go. So if you want to be a doctor, God can help you get there. If you pray and you say, oh, I want to be a doctor, or I want to be a firefighter, or I want to be a therapist, or I want to be a school teacher, you will only find out your mission from God only through prayer and only through asking for help. If you don't ask God, hey, what's my mission? What do you want me to do? You'll never know. You'll never know what your mission is. You'll never know how you can change the world, how you can make a difference. Because your mission that He gives you, can also make a difference in somebody else's life. Whether it's big or small, it can make a difference. It can change the lives of so many people. But in order to take those first steps, to walking with Jesus and being on His side and believing in yourself and knowing that Jesus believes in you, you have to ask Him questions to get your answers. You have to ask God questions to get your answers. The answers that you want in your life. If you want to know what your mission from God is, you have to ask. You have to ask Him, you know, what's my mission? What am I here for? What did you give me to do while I'm here on this earth? What mission did you give me that is going to help so many people? It's going to help so many people who are struggling and who have difficulties right now. What did you give me that is powerful, that will make a difference? In somebody's life, whether it's big or small. Your mission can be big or small. It can come in all different forms. It can come as a sign from God. It can come in a prayer or as a message from God. It can also come in the form of situations that you go through in life. The situations that you go through in life can also be a form of God telling you, this is what you need to do. This is your plan. This is who you are. It's like me with my disability, you know? I believe that God gave me this disability for a reason. That's just what I believe. And He gave it to me so that I could help others, not only with the same disability, but other people that are normal. It doesn't matter who you are, you can still help somebody. You can still be there for somebody. So I challenge you today to go find, go pray, go look at scriptures, go read the Bible, and go sit down and talk to Jesus and talk to God and say to yourself, what is your mission? What are you supposed to do to make the world a better place? What is His plan for you? His plan is also your mission at the same time. Both. His plan for you, like I said, is also your mission that He wants you to do. It's also His plan for you. If you're on TikTok, which I am, you can go check me out at Nathan Branch for self-promo. If you're on TikTok and you have a disability, or if you don't, you can make, even if you don't have a disability, you can make the world a better place. Because that's part of your mission. We all have a unique set of gifts that we've been given to make a difference, to change the world. But in order to find out those set of gifts, we have to sit down and look deep inside of ourselves and talk to God and see, what is our gift? What are we here for? What are God's goals? What are God's goals for us? What is His goal that He wants us to accomplish? What does He want us to do? So I challenge you to sit down, talk to Jesus, pray about it, read the Bible, try to find the answers to all the questions that you're asking, and try to find the one answer that says, okay, God, what do you want me to do? How do you want me to make a difference? Do you want me to be a motivational speaker? Do you want me to treat as many people with respect as I can? Do you want me to make as many friends as possible? What do you want me to do? How do you want me to change the world? How do you want me to be remembered? Ask yourself, how do you want to be remembered? Do you want to be remembered as a person that changed the world? And made a difference? Or do you want to be remembered as something else? The choice is yours. But you gotta start asking questions now, because we're never guaranteed tomorrow. We're never guaranteed it. So start asking questions now. Start asking Jesus questions. Start praying. Start asking Him, what do you want me to do to change the world? What do you want me to do to make a difference? That's why today's podcast episode is titled, What is Your Mission from God? Because once you know what your mission from God is, the power that you have inside that mission will be revealed. The effect will be revealed. What God wants you to do will be revealed once you ask one simple question: what is my mission that you want me to complete? Jesus, what is the mission that you want me to do? What is it? Do you want me to make as many friends as possible? Because we already know that He wants you to be the best Christian person that you can be. We already know that He wants you to have faith in Him. We already know that He wants you to believe in His Word. Because His Word is true. So, if we already know that He wants you to have faith, and He wants you to walk with Him, once you ask that one simple question, what is my mission that you want me to, accomplish? Once you ask that one simple question, your whole perspective on life will change. Your whole outlook on life will change. And God will begin to show you, piece by piece, what He wants you to do. Because life, your mission from God is like a puzzle, okay? Let's say it's a 10,000 piece puzzle. Your mission from God is a 10,000 piece puzzle. Okay? With every piece that you put into that puzzle, you find out what your mission is. With every piece that you put into that, the puzzle that God has given you to create, you find out what your mission is. It begins to be clearer and clearer and clearer. You begin to get a better view and a better understanding at what your mission is and why you're here. So today I challenge you to do that. I challenge you to go and sit down and ask Jesus, what is your mission that He wants you to do? How can you leave your mark on this world and make it to where He's happy with the outcome? Ask yourself, what is your gift? What is your mission? My personal mission is to make people happy, to love as many people as I can, and be entertaining, and spread joy and love to as many places as I can, and to tell my story so that it makes a difference in somebody's life. And it gives them perspective to know that God can be in their life and God can tell them, hey, this is what I want you to do. This is how I want you to change the world. This is how I want you to make a difference. You can make a difference by being a teacher. you can make a difference by being a student. You can make a difference by being a firefighter. You can make a difference by doing anything. But what about God's mission for you? What about the mission that you were given from the time that you were born? What about that mission? What about your spiritual mission? What about that? So I challenge you to ask God, what is your mission? What are you here for? I want to thank you so much for watching and listening, not watching, but listening to today's episode. I hope it gives you perspective. I hope you take something from it. I hope you learn something. And I hope you take the challenge that I gave you today to sit down with Jesus, sit down with God, and pray and ask Him, what is your mission? What is your mission? What are you here for? What does He want you to do? Because I'm going to tell you something, folks. When you sit down and you look at your mission and you start doing that mission, it gets you closer to God. You begin to have a relationship with Him. And a relationship with Jesus is the best relationship you could ever ask for. So I challenge you to do that today. Sit down, pray about it, read the Bible, do whatever you have to do. But ask God, what is my mission? That's the one simple question that I challenge you to ask Him today. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast today. And as I always say, love each other, care for each other, and respect each other. And until the next episode, guys, I love you all so much. Stay safe and stay positive. Bye, guys.